Vimes was only half surprised when the doors to the rat's chamber opened, and there, sitting at the head of the table, was Lord Rust. The patrician wasn't there. He was half surprised. That is, at a certain shallow level, he thought, "That's odd. I thought you couldn't budge the man with a siege weapon." But at a dark level, where the daylight seldom penetrated, he thought, "Of course. At a time like this, men like Rust rise to the top. It's like stirring a swamp with a stick. Really big bubbles are suddenly on the surface, and there's a bad smell about everything." Nevertheless, he saluted and said, "Lord Vetinari on his holidays, then."
"Lord Vetinari stepped down this evening, Vimes," said Lord Rust. "Pro tem, of course, just for the duration of the emergency."
"Really?" said Vimes.
"Yes, and I have to say that he anticipated a certain cynicism on your part, Commander, and therefore asked me to give you this letter. You will see that it is sealed with his seal."
Vimes looked at the envelope. There was certainly the official seal in the wax, but... He met Lord Rust's gaze, and at least that suspicion faded. Rust wouldn't try a trick like that. Men like Rust had a moral code of sorts, and some things weren't honourable. You could own a street of crowded houses where people lived like cockroaches and the cockroaches lived like kings, and that was perfectly okay, but Rust would probably die before he'd descend to forgery.
"I see, sir," said Vimes. "You wanted me?"
"Commander Vimes, I must ask you to take the Clatchians resident in the city into custody."
"On what charge, sir?"
"Commander, we are on the verge of war with Clatch. Surely you understand?"
"No, sir."
"We are talking about spying, Commander. Sabotage, even," said Lord Rust. "To be frank, the city is to be placed under martial law."
"Yes, sir. What kind of law's that, sir?" said Vimes, staring straight ahead.
"You know very well, Vimes."
"Is it the kind where you shout stop before you fire, sir, or the other kind?"
"Ah, I see."
Rust stood up and leaned forward.
"It pleased you to be smart with Lord Vetinari, and for some reason he indulged you," he said. "I, on the other hand, know your type."
"My type?"
"It seems to me that the streets are full of crimes, Commander. Unlicensed begging, public nuisances, but you seem to turn a blind eye. You seem to think you should have bigger ideas. But you are not required to have big ideas, Commander. You are a thief-taker, nothing more." "Are you eyeballing me, Vimes?"
"I was trying not to turn a blind eye, sir."
"You seem to feel, Vimes, that the law is some kind of big glowing light in the sky which is not subject to control. And you are wrong. The law is what we tell it to be. I'm not going to add, 'Do you understand?' because I know you understand, and I am not going to try and reason with you. I know a rank bad hat when I see one."
"Bad hat," said Vimes weakly.
"Commander Vimes," he said, "I had hoped to avoid this. But the last few days point to a succession of astonishing judgmental errors on your part. The Prince Kufura was shot, and you seemed helpless to prevent this or find the criminal responsible. Mobs appear to run around the city unimpeded. I gather that one of your sergeants proposed to shoot innocent people in the head, and we have just heard that you took it upon yourself to arrest an innocent businessman and lock him in the cells, for no reason at all."
Vimes heard Colon gasp, but it sounded a long way off. He could feel everything crumbling under him, but his mind seemed to be flying now, flapping through a pink sky where nothing mattered very much.
"Oh, I don't know about that, sir," he said. "He was guilty of repeatedly being Clatchian, wasn't he? Don't you want me to do that to all of them?"
"And if this was not enough," Rust went on, "we are told, and in other circumstances I would find this very hard to believe, even of a counter-jumper like you, that earlier tonight, you, being quite unprovoked, assaulted two Clatchian guards, trespassed on Clatchian soil, entered the women's quarters, abducted two Clatchians from their beds, ordered the destruction of Clatchian property, and, well, frankly, acted quite disgracefully."